What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
The one and only Darren Green Show. All right, I'm gonna keep my thing brief, okay? You already know what we're about to get into. I told you we was gonna do this. We are going to be talking about Real Housewives of Atlanta season 16. Okay, had to give you a double bomb. And we're gonna do this on the 300th episode of the Darren Green Show.
Good for you!
Thank you, Nikki. Yes, 300 episodes. I don't know how to feel. I'm just going through the motions, child. I checked at where I was at, and I was like, oh, wow, we hit the 300 mark. So that's a really big milestone, and it's so crazy how I've done this 300 times, child. This is literally like a time capsule of my life, this podcast, and I really do enjoy doing it and, you know, seeing that you guys love it and interact with it and all this other stuff. With that being said, this is the Darren Green Show, your weekly dose of pop culture news, music, social media, gossip, and reality TV. Be sure that if you're watching this on YouTube to leave your thoughts in the comments. I cannot stress this enough. We got to beat this algorithm any way, shape, or form. They reward videos for comments. Look, I don't care if you want to curse me out, okay? I don't care if you want to just put an emoji on there. Put something on there. Just put a little, if you care about me, put a little something on there, okay? Because we got to really beat this algorithm. Also, leave a like. And if you're not subscribed to the channel by now, girl, what are we doing? Subscribe to that goddamn channel. And for the audio listeners, because I did say I was going to put the recaps on the podcast. Hey, how y'all doing? Please be sure to leave a rate and review. We love those. And we got to do what we got to do over there too. I'll be seeing y'all be downloading the stuff now. Okay. Shout out to y'all. We're also on YouTube for the audio listeners. If you want to just listen and not, you know, watch the video, is subscribe to the Darren Green Radio page. You know, I just got to put that little shameless plug in there. Season 16, episode 1. Welcome back, Peaches. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to keep my thing brief. And the reason why I'm saying that is because I ain't gonna get into everybody's life. Like, I've done the recaps in the past just with myself, and it never really worked out for me because I feel like I just go through the motions and talk about every single little thing, and it's just not everything needs to be talked about. Like, I'm not talking about these new girls unless they got drama going on. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna get into their intros very lightly, very demure, but I'm focusing on the drama, okay? I'm just being honest. This is Real Housewives of Atlanta, girl. We got to get into the things, and the real things is the drama, okay? Let's be very clear on that. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going to say much. There isn't much to talk about. These are the first episodes. I know I was talking to some people. They say, oh my God, this thing was so boring. It's dry, da da da, this, that, and the third. Look, you're not going to get it on the first episode. The first episode is never going to be an explosive episode. Okay, this is not Baddies where they're fighting day one. Okay, this is not Love and Hip Hop when they getting into their little fits and stuff. This is Real Housewives of Atlanta. You got to work into the gossip and drama. Okay, so I wasn't expecting this episode to be the best thing ever. Oh my God. There was parts where, yes, I was kind of daydreaming a little bit. Most likely the people that were new. I didn't really care about what they had going on unless they were saying some stuff. But we did see some old people come back. We seen Portia come back. We see Drew has come back. I mean, I guess she's considered an older cast. It's been like, what, 3 years? I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know who is doing editing. I don't know what's going on with these confessional looks. I wasn't feeling the confessional looks. It really was giving Love of Hip Hop. Like, I miss, you know, I'm from a time, you know, and I know I like to say I'm old. I'm 27. I guess that's old to certain people. I come from a time, okay, where the Housewives of Atlanta, Housewives in general, okay, they weren't on set. They were at their houses, okay? They were in the background because, you know, they had the nice little chandelier and the nice little, you know, background and all that, all that ambiance, okay? That real on the set scene of, like, their house and stuff like that. We got a green screen. Y'all try to act like there was no green screen. Girl, that's a green screen, okay? The way Shamia's feet was jumping off that damn screen, I was like, girl, why they in the studio doing this? It didn't make any sense to me. I did not like it. Also, the confessional looks. Portia ate down, had that dang bob on. Shout out to her. Everybody else, I was like, girl, what's going on? Y'all look too caked up. The new girls get too caked up. I don't know who y'all got. It's a makeup artist. We'll get into that a little bit later. Confessionals just was, it looked very cheap. I'm not going to hold you. I had issues with a lot of the promo videos as well. It did give kind of gimmicky. I mean, and then they had a red carpet appearance where which y'all had like a watching party or something like that. Okay, y'all act like this is a damn movie premiere. I'm like, okay, Housewives of Atlanta, chair. Anyway, let's get into the timeline of the show. And like I told you, I'm only going to be talking about the most important things. I'm not anticipating we go over 20 minutes, okay? Because I don't want y'all to just sit there and just, girl, like I said, I'm going to keep my team brief with this. Now, it opens up with a montage of Portia and her updates and stuff like that. We get her, we see her talk about her divorce very lightly. We see that mama, and I was talking to my best friend about this the other day, that mama was pissing me the hell off. Why? Because now he's trying to sue, I guess, because his name got brought up or something like that, or they're talking about the divorce. But my thing is, I feel like by law, this is something I've been through. I feel like I should be able to talk about this and say exactly what I want. Okay, I mean, as long as it's not defamatory, but, you know, they going through a divorce. Like, that's something that you got to talk about. That has to be talked about. You know, she's on the show. It's just another way for Simon to sit there and try to stop Portia's bag. Like, you are a stunt queen, and that's why you're getting deported. Sorry, not sorry. Anyway, what else happened, child? The attention was definitely on Portia. And that's why I say in my TikTok video, I was like, okay, it seems like Portia is taking the NeNe route. Like, she's becoming like her version of a anchor of the show. And do I like it? And does she have enough personality? We'll see. But Portia's been doing this for a long time, so she knows how to play the game at this point. I think she'll do fine. We'll just see how she is with these other girls. Now after the little montage with Portia, we get to Shamia, and baby, let me tell you something. That house big as hell. Like, I'm like, Shamia, you've been holding out on us. So Shamia got like a $9 million house. Girl got two elevators. Okay, up in there. Like, I was like, oh. We got to know her a little bit. We saw her family. She talked about her child. She opened up about having her child prematurely and how, you know, the aftermath of her having complications. And she was talking to her family and stuff like that. And basically, she was getting ready to I guess, do this party that we're going to see at the end of the episode, child, her birthday party. We get a little bit of, you know, her talking about Portia and saying that we're kind of in a weird space. I think that's a little, girl, are you in a weird space? But then when you seen her later in the episode, you was like, oh my God, girl. And then you was defending her. And we'll get into that a little bit later about her defending her. Y'all in a weird space? How y'all in a weird space? I mean, they always had, it was always a strain in their relationship because of Portia's relationship with Phaedra, and Phaedra and Shamia didn't get along. But then also Shamia, you was hanging out with Candy. And you know, Candy was the op to Portia. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, y'all both was hanging around bitches that don't like each other. You know what I'm saying? You know, so I don't see where it's getting weird, but I'm going to still invite her like she's still my sister, this, that, and the third. And Shamia got to talking about how she met this man. that is her husband. He apparently he has a HVAC. Let me see if I said that right. An HVAC company, because I had to look that shit up. So it's like the heating and air conditioning of, you know, different spots. Like he does it for the airport, for I guess the airplanes or the airport. I'm not sure. But apparently he makes a lot of money doing that. Okay, that's all I got to say. And she got to talking about how when they first started to meet, and then she went over, she had to go over his house, and she shat in the damn toilet and stuff. And it just was, she marked her spot or whatever. The girl talk a lot. I did not know Shamia talked this goddamn much. I mean, going into this season, I don't have a problem with Shamia, but you know, me, I was watching it with my mom because you know we do that. We was like, girl, can she shut up a little bit? Just something, you know. I know this is her scene, but damn, like we overshare a lot. I'm like, oh, okay, this Shamia is interesting. I mean, we'll see. It seems like she's playing the bone collector character here. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But it basically cuts to Drew. And basically, Drew was giving us the rundown of the divorce. Apparently, by court order, Ralph is to live in the basement for the foreseeable future. And there are certain times of the week that Drew got to go. And the only way that they can communicate is through an app. I'm like, okay. Girl, I'd have moved. And I told my best friend this. I would have done a Kenya. Okay, remember that time Kenya had to move out that damn house and she was at that damn dingy hotel downtown Atlanta, child? That's when we got that icon of whoop, the ghetto. Girl, if you don't go to a Holiday Inn, or not a Holiday Inn, child, but you know, like I'm pretty sure Atlanta got the Seasons down there or something, child. While you trying to find yourself a new home, because ain't no way in the world first of all, you bring a little harlot hussy whores into the house that we were in for many years. Ain't no way in the world you doing that. You living in the basement, child, girl. And then we got to talk through through an app. What's wrong with texting? The reason why they're saying they're doing that through an app is so that the people in the courts and the judge and all that can see what the conversation's about, because I guess they are really at odds with each other right now. But that's all the more reason to move. Like, Drew, your money ain't, your chips ain't stacked, girl. What's going on with that? Anyway, Kenya shows up. They get to talking, and this is where Drew reveals, oh, mind you, Kenya is there. I don't know how long we're going to get Kenya. Ain't going to be for a long time. Okay, but Kenya's there. They have not shown any of the confessionals. I don't think she did any at this point because she was fired off the show. But Kenya is definitely there. Yeah, that's all I got to say about that. But anyway, she gets to talking to Drew, and Drew tells Kenya that apparently she's been working with Dennis. Now that's Portia's ex. Well, baby daddy. Yeah, she been, I guess he do music now. He a producer, child. And you know how Drew like to sing. So they've been really hanging out. And she says, like, she calls him the angel, her angel on earth. And like how, you know, we really, you know, are really good friends. And he really helped me throughout this whole divorce fiasco, this, that, and the third. And you told that to Kenya. Well, Kenya can't hurt you no more. She can't use that against you no more because she ain't going to be on the show for long. But I'm just saying, you told that to Kenya. I just know if Kenya were to do a confessional, she'd probably be like, this girl is sleeping with Portia, baby dad, and I'm about to find a way to try to make that thing a whole situation. Girl, now my thing is this. I talked to my mom and I also talked to my best friend about this. They don't think that Drew is messing around with Dennis. I beg to differ. And this is where I say, Drew be acting ditzy and dumb, but like she really not that damn dumb. And we'll get into that a little bit later once we get to this damn party. Now we got a scene with the new girls. Like I said, we definitely keeping this thing brief because Kelly, because I don't even like her like that. But apparently Kelly, we get a little montage of her. She was at her kid's birthday party, or she did a birthday party for a kid. She gave her daughter, I think she turned 17 or 14. She gave her like 14 gifts, and it was like Chanel bags and all this other stuff. You know, shout out to her. You know, wealth is wealth, honey. You better get it how you get it. She talks about her divorce. And she also talks about her business. She has like a syrup line or something like that, or she makes her own waffles or something like that. And she got a restaurant. You know, I was like, okay, that's cute. Whatever. Like I said, that's all to talk about there. We go back to Portia. She's at a lawyer's office. Okay. And she's basically talking about the divorce. She talked about how, I guess, the foreclosure notice was what really led to the divorce, and that how she started to find out that he kind of was a scammer. And they got, I don't know what's going on with that damn lawyer. They all, the reality TV stars, go to that same white lawyer. Who is this man? And is he that good? Because y'all still be strung out. I don't get it, y'all. But they talk about how there's this new order that, and that Portia, being that they're still in the same house, I guess, together? He's still living there? Well, at the time, yes, he was still living there. He ain't there no more, child. He been tanked, honey. But apparently, you know, she can't film. That's you know, and the lawyers are looking to reverse that, because at the end of the day, like, this is her bread and butter. Like, you're a housewife of Atlanta and you can't film in your own house. You got to film at restaurants and other people's houses and stuff. That's kind of messed up. And like I said, Simon is a stunt queen. Like, he does everything just for the shits and giggles and just to see Portia suffer because, you know, she found out about your scamming ass. I just think that's so, you know, messed up. And you know, we see Portia get a little emotional. And that was like a, you know, heartfelt scene with her and our lawyers and stuff like that. I don't ever want to see people in that state. And I do feel bad for Portia. Anyway, it cuts to Shamia meeting with Kelly and Brittany Edie. Okay, Shamia's talking about this party or whatever. They get to, you know, kiki-ing and drinking and mingling. That restaurant is nice, too. I love that. That restaurant just looks so nice. I don't know something. I don't know where they went, but that was a nice restaurant. Okay, and the drinks look good. Portia's name get brought up. Like I said, this episode is centered around Portia and her situation. And at the end of the day, you know, I guess they were talking about the party and then how, oh, I'm going to see if I'm invite my girl Portia and see how that goes. And, you know, she going through her thing and then they start talking. And then that's when Kelly makes a comment like, well, you know, she should have never stole somebody's man. And, you know, Brittany kind of chimes in too, you know, supporting her girl saying, yeah, you know, this, that, and the third. And Shamia was fighting for her life to defend Portia. She was like, well, no, do you know her? I was like, girl, they dragging your friend. Now, I was very surprised that Shamia had the response that she had, because earlier we saw that, you know, they were, I thought y'all had a strange relationship. I thought y'all was like, you know, I don't know. So I was expecting Shamia to just sit there and be silent and still bone collect, of course. But no, she was fighting for her life, child. She was definitely defending her, saying, don't come for my friend. And this answer, and this makes me feel very uncomfortable. But Brittany also mentioned that Drew is messing with Dennis. Like, she got the 411 on that. And, you know, that's probably going to be addressed once they get to the party. Brittany also talked about how she dated Dennis. I'm like, you girls been around. We know. So the scene ends off like that. And it goes to Portia and Shamia meeting at this strip club, child. And before we get into the stuff, because, you know, Shamia, this is where Shamia becomes her bone, you know, the bone collector. She's taking Sheree's baton. But they start to talk about, like, Simon and how Simon has been texting her, like, congratulating her about having a peach and now is on Real Housewives of Atlanta and being, like, super supportive and stuff like that. And I'm just like, this, like I said earlier in this video, this man is a stunt freaking queen. Why are you texting her friends? That's a textbook narcissist right there. That's a textbook narcissist. Okay, they want to be so level-headed around your friends to make it seem like you are the bad guy, you are the one that's doing all this stuff, and all the while it's them. Portia, I'm so glad that you got out of that mess. I wish you wouldn't have got into it in the first place, because I mean if he was able to leave Fallon that quick, You know, or anyway, Shamia spills the beans on Kelly. Okay. She basically tells Portia that, hey, this is what Kelly said. And Portia was not feeling it. Portia was not feeling it. She was like, oh, well, you know, maybe y'all can have that chance to talk. I'm like, Portia, I don't want to talk to this hoe. Portia know. She been here longer than anybody on here. She know that was an indicator that, oh, you want to engage with me so that you can get some screen time, so that you can get like a moment that will, you know, forever be in the archives of Housewives and Reality TV. Girl, you're coming on too strong. Okay. And Portia was not having it. She just was like, okay, well, girl, I don't got nothing to do with that girl. I don't know that girl. And that's that on that. And then also she tells Portia that Drew has been hanging out with Dennis a little bit too much. Like she also said, and then Portia was like, what about, you know, I thought they hung out that one time. And then Shamia was like, no, there was another time. I was like, Shamia is a bone collector. You got to give it to somebody, got to do it. You know, it's a hard job being a running back and running back the gossip and stuff like that. You know, somebody has to do it. And it's just going to have to be Shamia, you know, because we got to make a show now. We got to do a show. Anyway, we cut to Shamia's party. We are flying through this episode, girl. Because like I said, it's not really a lot. Like, it's just like, it's a little stuff. It's a little stuff. We see the cast members get ready. Portia speaks to Cynthia. That's when we see Cynthia for the first time. She showed up, child. I just want to say my mom dragged Cynthia. She said, what the hell she got on with that damn bang? Cynthia did have a bad bang, honey. She had that Beyonce bang. You know that bang that just sit up right here, child? And why is it cut uneven? Cynthia, what are we doing? Anyway, Kelly shows up and basically Shamia kind of presses Kelly. And, you know, she basically was like, I'm going to be real honest. I feel very uncomfortable about you talking about my friend. And, you know, I told Portia and this, that, and the third. And I was just like, ooh, should be a little messy on her little birthday party, child. And that's where we find her, like her husband, you know, that's where we find out that he has like an HVAC company or he works on that or whatever. And that's how he's able to get all this money. I mean, I have to look up what HVAC, you know, HVAC is. I was like, oh, okay, I guess they make a lot of money with that, child. A $9 million home. I don't know, child. I don't know. We'll see more about that. We see Brittany Edie's husband. Yeah. I mean, you know, for the audio listeners, child, I'm crinkling my arm right. Something ain't right in the buttermilk. Something ain't right in the goddamn buttermilk. Right. I'm going to tell you right now, he a little too spicy. He a little too, you know what I'm saying? Child, I'm messing with my glasses. He a little too... I don't know. Look, y'all tell me what y'all think about that in the comments, child, if y'all can comment, honey, because that, I don't know, child. What's up with these housewives getting these damn beards? And you married to them, child? Whew, girl. Anyway, Kenya shows up. We see that she meets Kelly and Brittany. We see there was a little bit of a cattiness going on between Kenya and Brittany, and I think that's going to manifest into this situation that we found out about. basically, I guess Kenya was ragging on her, asking about her wedding rings and stuff like that. He said, girl, you still got the band? And Brittany was like, girl, what the hell was that? What was that supposed to mean or whatever? He said, you don't need to, if she's in her little confessional, you don't need to be worried about nobody else's marriage, but your failed marriage or whatever the hell she said, where she said, you don't need to be worried about people's marriages because, you know, you ain't got one yourself. Facts, but sorry. Sorry, Kenya, but she kind of got you there. So that was a thing that happened. And apparently there was a surprise that the husband of Shamia, it was a Rolls Royce, I believe. And then that's where we saw Portia. Portia was late as hell. Yeah, she was late. And I guess Shamia was a little bit upset about that. They spoke about it in their little dressing room because Shamia was doing a little bit of a change. It cuts back to the party. And we got Kenya actually sitting down with Kelly and I believe Brittany Edie. And Kenya speaks about the whole Portia thing, because apparently word got back to Kenya that, you know, Kelly said that about Portia, and Kenya was like, what's going on? Like, what you said that? She's like, well, you know, I just feel like, you know, why would you take that girl? It's just a simple question. Why would you take that girl, man? Why would you take that girl, man? Out of nowhere, Portia spawns. She just spawns out of nowhere. And she's, what's going on? They're talking, and basically everybody was like, well, you know, she here. Now what's up? And Callie didn't back down. She was like, you know, I just asked a real question. I was like, why did you steal that girl, man? And Portia, I was like, this bitch. Oh, Portia quickly shuts that down. Like, she's, girl, you don't even know me to be asking those type of questions. You have no authority. Like, girl, who are you? And that's when I started to look at Callie. Girl, you really trying to get a moment? You trying too hard. You got to ease on into that shit. Okay, I'm gonna sit there. And then she kept on asking, like, it's just a question. It's just a question. Why can't I ask a question? Girl, we know what you're doing. You're trying to get a moment. It's not working. You're boring. And girl, the damn makeup on your face is not matching anything else that you got on, skin-wise. Okay, I'm just being real honest. So, yeah, that was a thing. I was like, girl, if you don't get out here with that. Now, everybody's talking and it's loud out there, so nobody can hear nobody. They all go into another room, and this is kind of where it cuts to, you know, the next episode, and they give us the preview. Basically, Drew explains why Portia and Shamia were not invited to her birthday party, because they asked, it was like, oh my God, like, Drew, you had a whole birthday party, you invited nobody. And, you know, Drew was like, yeah, no, I invited you. You weren't invited because Dennis was doing the invite list. And I'm just like, why the is Dennis doing the invite list? And then Portia's like, well, damn, was Dennis your assistant? And then that's where it just ends off with Shamia asking Drew, are you dating Dennis? Okay, and apparently some arguments spark after that. I don't know who Portia is arguing with, but she's arguing with somebody. It's likely to be Kelly. It may be Drew. I don't know. But it is kind of weird. I'm sorry. I'm not even saying that Drew is messing with Dennis, but it definitely seems like some funny shit going on. Are you trying to make up a storyline that you are dating or trying to mess with Dennis or something like that? Just for shits and giggles so you can make Portia mad. It seems a little, I'm not going to lie, that part seems a little heavily produced. You know, I don't really care too much about that. But it goes on and then we get into other storylines and we'll get into the things. Look, here's the thing, right? It's not a lot that happened this episode. Like I said, not a lot of things are going to happen in the first episode. Some of Housewives' biggest and greatest seasons was a slow burn. We will see. I'm not expecting too much for this next episode. Really, I'm not. Like, I want to hear continue the last conversation from the party. We'll see who Portia's arguing with and stuff. But getting into the other storylines, I'm like, okay, this might be a little bit of a sleeper episode. But I'm definitely waiting to get into the whole Kenya versus Brittany Edie thing. I don't know if they're going to show it. I don't know if it's going to be like, well, we can't show parts of it or whatever the case is. I can't wait for that part. So, and I heard it's very early in the season because they got Kenya up out of here. So we will definitely see. It looks like we're just under 30 minutes. Well, we're at 29. It'll probably, with the edits, it'll probably bring it down. So we did good on time, and I think I did pretty well. We can get up out of here. Hope you guys, tell me what you guys think about the first episode. Are you into it? Are you going to keep watching? Are you going to stop? Tell me what you think in the comments, and we will be back with the next recap.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.